Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Channel Panel. Today's show format is directed in detail by our beloved Sananda. There have been hundreds of possible and even probable windows of opportunity in the past years. What does this mean? If this is true, then what would make now any different? Sananda takes us on a purposeful tour where we slip the boundaries of cycles in order to peer at what is unfolding in this moment. Sananda speaks for the company of heaven as we tug hard on the golden thread that unravels the days to come. A timely note from the company of heaven. The RVGCR is part of the revelation and enactment of Nisara and Gassara. The freedom and prosperity programs are real, in motion, and for you and for all. The great surprise will contain no disappointment, but rather the fulfillment of healing and the restoration of light for a planet and her kingdoms too long bound by dark and unnatural experiences. The love of Mother and Father God is real. This is the hour. Everyone, let's come into our pillars of light. Visualize the three diamonds that comprise your individual pillars in your brain, in your heart, and in your solar plexus. Them up brilliantly. Reach up and connect with the light of Mother and Father God. Reach down and connect and anchor into the core of our beloved planet. Reach out and expand to your family of light workers around the world. And we're together as a family. Today, we will begin with readings of good news and encouragement. The first is from Mike Quincy, channeling his higher self, September 16, 2016. It would seem that matters relating to revaluation have now reached the point where all G20 countries involved are now ready to go ahead. It is simply a matter for those placed in charge to arrange the changeover so that it is carried out in a coordinated way. It will be the first historic step towards creating peace on Earth. There is still quite a way to go before total peace can be declared. Country will know that having signed up for a peaceful coexistence, they break it at the risk of being banished from the Earth. So rejoice, as the long wait is almost over and a peaceful future is assured for you and those who will follow. And I think Catherine's going to read our second one. Catherine,
yeah,
are you there?
Thank you. So this one is from Sheldon Neidel for the Galactic Federation of Light and the Spiritual Hierarchy from September 13th. We've just taken a few paragraphs from his beautiful writing. Those who are transforming this orb deeply desire to end the reign of tyranny that has existed for the two decades since the Anunnaki left in the mid-1990s. The minions of the Anunnaki stayed in power and solemnly refused to allow the changes. Instead, they concocted schemes to prolong their position in this surface world's catbird seat. This arrogance was not defeated until the very last part of your year 2015. The present moments are concerned with implementing a plan that was agreed to only at the very start of this present year. As this plan springs forward, we are observing how those who represent the light operate in this realm. The dark minions' degree of arrogance cannot be overstated. In spite of their defeat, they're forcing the light to maintain this reality as though it has never changed. Yet, in fact, the dark's grip on this realm is legally over. Agreements signed with many of their regimes point out that a series of new regulations put the light and its new banking and monetary reforms in charge of this surface realm. This amazing set of circumstances astounds us. This means of initial transformation belies how quickly events are moving to vastly alter this world. A new system is in place and ready to change the workings of this realm. In our realm, this would have been done years ago. Those who have given up those who have given up must resign and be willing to accept proper responsibility for what they've done. The present global shame should be ended and the new governance put fully in charge. The dark minions played hard and salaciously to stay in power, and they clearly lost. This giant game of waiting for the inevitable to suddenly appear has taken much too long for our liking. Despite this, those who know you swear that this current charade is appropriate, as a number of key decisions had to be made within certain needed requirements available. We have therefore acceded to these demands. We expect that those events and fundings now underway are to manifest at the chosen time. We further expect that these schedules are to be met, allowing all of you to thoroughly enjoy this long-awaited triumph. Thank you, Sheldon. And give the talking stick back to Meg.
Thank you, Catherine. Our next reading is from Words of Wisdom posted on Dinar Chronicles by the crew of the Ark, September 16th. The greatest source of discomfort is one's own ego. Buddha. There's no struggle, Yosef. Zero doubt, Tank. Your lives are about to change. Let the love flow through you with ease and grace. Seek God's wisdom. Let your steps be guided by heaven. World change begins in your heart. Your light lights others. If the cabal can surrender, so can you. Given in love, the crew of the Ark. And our last reading is from Bruce on the Big Call, also September 16th. This is from Bruce. Hopefully, the only thing we are waiting on is a go-ahead for a 1-800 number to set our appointments and begin our redemption process. Everything else is pretty much there. Everything is solid in the redemption centers. They are looking forward to this happening here fairly shortly. I think we are at the point we could see something occur later on tonight. We are in the moment. The golden faucet has been turned on in Asia. We believe the redemption centers are ready, just looking for the 1-800 numbers to come to set our appointments. Stay in the moment. Enjoy it as much as you can. Look people in the eye. Smile. Be positive, happy. Enjoy the experience. When you come out the other side, come out with a smile, tears in your eyes, ready for your new life to begin, a new paradigm, a new life. Thank you, Bruce. All right, Catherine, I turn the talking stick back to you and Christine.
Hey, Meg. Sorry, it's Christine. Hi, everybody. I wanted to let you know I'd given you the wrong date. That was from Bruce's intel on the big call last night on the 15th. So,
right.
Rhonda specifically chose all of that information contained in those today. Those were all handpicked by Sananda. So, okay, now here's the talking stick to Catherine. Love you, Meg.
Hi, everyone. Well, I just have a couple of items to talk about, some personal stuff and a little update. First of all, I want to thank Christine for her offering our last show. I've gotten so many emails from people to say thank you for the clearing and regrid and the angelic clean sweep that she taught us on the show. It was such a treat, and I was so glad that other people have access to this now, because I've seen her do this so many times and so effectively. So now you all can adapt it for yourselves, put it in your own words, but believe me, it works. So a little joke on Christine. She loves this. She says, in her heart, she's really a 50s housewife because she loves cleaning and she loves laundry. She loves sweeping and regridding our entire land with the angels and her team. So thank you again, Christine. That was really a treat that you shared it with everybody. So Sananda's going to talk today about what's different this time around, of course. And I was talking with him last night about the, you know, deep diving we've been doing and the work of clearing for ourselves and trying to get to the bottom of everything we possibly can to clear away all the old programs and darkness and so on. And I was working hard, and I have a question for Sananda. But first I'm going to tell you what I've discovered. In this process of reviewing past mistakes and looking at all the times I've been taking responsibility for all the times I've been unkind or mean or dropped the ball, it can feel really bad, and it's very easy to slip into shame. And the more you think about it, the more it feels like a black hole of just shame and mistrust. I started feeling real mistrust in myself and losing faith in myself because there were so many things that I regretted looking back. And I found I would start to feel so ashamed, I would feel like I want to turn away from mother and father. And then it felt like I was losing, not just losing faith in myself, but almost losing faith in them. And that just seems impossible for me. So I would pull myself out of it and think about, you know, enough of this. I can't get lost in the self-recriminations and the disappointment in myself. And asking questions like, did I fail at my mission? And am I really being a loving being if I've done so many unloving things? So it's been a struggle to stay balanced and not get stuck in the shame and the mistrust. So I have a question for Sananda that I hope he will share with all of us. When I and all of us look at these things that we regret, how do I make the leap into being joyful and loving once and for all? I'm going to pass the talking stick directly to Christine and Sananda. Hello, Sananda.
Oh, hello, Catherine. Hello, Meg. Hello, each and every one of you. I'm saying your names, too, as I see you clearly here, present. It doesn't matter if you are present on the call at this moment or what you would call a moment later on. It's all the same moment, and here we are. And yes, Catherine, I will answer that question. Many of you have been asking this of us. And you may be surprised when we get to the answer. First things first, there's a lot of information flowing around, and we've given you the tips, and we've reached out to be with you directly so that you could not just find your way through this time, but you could know inside that the steps you take are because they are light-filled. You are doing such a magnificent job at this. So I want you to be easier on yourself. You are doing far more than you can perceive, as I've often come to tell you. And in this case, it's important you relax your stress, and so much self. It's beyond focus. You're holding the sand a bit too tight. Remember, we hold the sand with a relaxed hand, and we can hold the sand easily. If our grip is too loose and wide, we can't hold the sand. And if we clench, we can't hold the sand. So I'm saying, hey, family, release the clench on yourself. You're doing such a beautiful job. You are meeting and exceeding our agreements together. You are doing it. So, a bit back off the clutch. No need to keep riding the clutch, as we say, right? Now, what's important here is your loving awareness. Look, when I put my loving attention, my loving awareness on you, that feels good, right? Mm. It becomes quite secondary as to what we say or do next, because now we're already in the presence of love. That's really a key for you. That's more than a hint. That is what unlocks this door forever. Let's look at something that's been taught and retaught and overtaught and taught again. So why not? Let's look at it again. And that is repeating cycles and patterns. I have something a little bit fresh to say about this today. So what if you've got some cycles and patterns? As you continue to ascend, you will realize and recall it's all a bunch of cycles and patterns. But here's the key that I've just handed you to once and for all unlock this door. It's your presence. It's your awareness, your loving attention. Are you doing a cycle? Are you doing a pattern? Or is your loving attention not present and the pattern is doing you? The cycle is running you. See? You can truly melt every woe by bringing first your loving presence. What you intend in the name of love will come to be. I'll give you another hint, though. Continued intention is called focus. Now, Archangel Michael, as we started these many shows of unity, as one show of unity, showed you how your thoughts and feelings create. You have a thought, and you send it out, and that sends it out into the future, and it lands. And then you send it some fuel with your feelings. So now that thought, fueled by those feelings, draws you to the fruition of that intention you had. Remember, if not, you can go back and find that show. It is outstanding for you to conceive of what is there for you. So now know this. You have been thinking, feeling, intending. We have been thinking, feeling, intending, and all of us together choosing the release of humanity from slavery. We have been doing this together and together with our Mother and Father God. The day is now. The time is now. The moment is now. You are full out working like never before. So if that seems to slip from you for just even a moment, it can suddenly feel like you're being bashed around in a storm. First, bring your loving presence. That is your lighthouse. Because what is your loving presence? It is the love of God. In you, as you. We say again, I say with your family above here, with our Mother and Father God, in the name of God, the surface population of Earth, you are in the process of setting yourselves free. It is a joint project with you and us, billions of us, billions of higher dimensional, benevolent, loving, adoring beings guiding you, loving you, cheering you, supporting in you, believing in you. The Freedom and Prosperity programs are underway, and they will not be stopped. Now, where else do you want to put your attention, and why? You are now, let's say, I like how it's been said recently in Dinarland, you are in line, awaiting your turn. No one is ahead of you in the line by merit or because they did better or deserve better. Every place in this line is simply a matter of agreement. For you are beings of light, fulfilling your missions and assignment to hold the light for this project, for yourselves and for all. So you are in line exactly where you need to be, where you are best qualified to hold the light. Sure, you may be in line, excited to redeem currency, to exchange, but I, Sananda, assure you, your redemption is now. Keep yourself unencumbered by choosing to be aware and loving. And, Catherine, to that question, how can I just take the leap to be loving once and for all? It's my true heart, We hear so many of you say this daily now. Why, if it's really what I want, why is there still anything else? I've worked hard. I've looked at everything. I'm willing to look again. I'm going to answer this question for all of you very directly. It is, in this case, not a leap. It is a choice. Let me help clarify for you exactly what the choices you're making are. I will put it into two choices. First, be willing to honestly see and feel what it is you have experienced, what it is you have done, what it is you have not done. Now, you don't have to go looking for all of this. Your loving teams and life itself will present to you exactly in the timely way what you need to be noticing. Now, you don't have to do anything else. Just be willing to be honest with yourself about plainly what you experienced, how you felt, how you feel now. You're just looking at the experience, and whatever arises within you, you're just, okay, I feel this. You just have to be willing to see it for what it is, as it is, with no shame, no embellishments. If you feel sad about it, that's one thing, but to heap shame on yourself or sorrow onto it because you feel so terrible about yourself, that's something else altogether, and that's where you must be aware. Once you are willing to see, and I will tell you, those on this call, you've been at this a long time, and yes, I am confirming you are very willing to see your experiences, and how you showed up in them, or how you didn't. So then it's number two. Be willing to see yourself as you are. Not how you behaved. As you are. And I'm going to give you the pearl. You are a being of love. If you come to any other conclusion, go back to step number one. There is something that underlines the fear that makes it possible for a being of love to be in fear at all. And that is when you climb into your third dimensional body suit and plunge down to the surface and start living, there is, no matter how thick the veil, no matter how much you think you can't remember, there is a part of you, it's impossible to put out, to not know, to veil. And that is that you are a being of love, a child of God. So you have that truth, and then you begin to live this very challenging life right away, where somewhere inside you know what a loving being does, and yet already, right out of the gate, you're doing all these unloving things. So you hate yourself for it. And that is why a being of love is ever able to be in fear. Because you feel you've disappointed yourself and God. It's not the case. You agreed to have a particular kind of experience. That's all. You couldn't be more lovable no matter what. You are pure love, including now the compassion you will bring to this little part of you that's held on because you know the difference between light and some of the things you think you've been doing. Just bring your loving presence and let it unwind in you. Call upon us. I will come and sit with you. Remember, willingness is perfection. I didn't say do this and do that. I said be willing. That's enough. Again, I tell you, your RV, your global currency reset, no, I say our. It is all's ours as well. We've done this together, haven't we? Our revaluation, our global currency reset, is to release the prosperity of heaven into this realm. Our RV, GCR, is a vital part of Nisara, Gisara, and all of the prosperity and freedom programs. You are a being of love, holding the faith and the light for these programs to begin out in the open. As I tell you again, they are well underway. And we thank you for your service. And we stand by you. The end of shame and self-hatred is at hand. So let it be. I am your Sananda. I will be with you as we enjoy the coming hours and days and weeks. You'll know it's me, obviously, by my loud cheering and teary eyes as I look on you with such admiration and tenderness and love. Have no fear or doubt as you claim this long-deserved celebration for yourself, your family, your friends, this realm, the kingdoms, humanity's future, and far, far beyond. Namaste, my family.
Thank you, Sananda. Thank you, everyone.
Why be afraid if I'm not alone? Life is never easy, rest is unknown. Enough for now for me.